Let's check now the weather forecast. We're joined by John Davis. He is at Brisk Pulse in Chicago. John, thanks for being with us. Big day, big week, big rains. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, after our little break in the action here over the past 5 or 6 days, we do have rains returning, and that for Illinois and Indiana is going to be later on tomorrow and tomorrow night. And that begins a stretch of relatively wet conditions that goes through the weekend and on into next week. So, you know, we've had a good break in the action, and field work operations the last 5 or 6 days have been quite good. But it does look like that door is shutting down over the next couple of days, and at least for the first 5 or 6 days of May. It looks like it's going to be pretty slow going with really wet conditions across the central Midwest.
How wet is really wet?
Well, I mean, two ways to look at that. Number one, you don't have any real breaks in the action, so you may have a day and a half or 2 days. But we're not going to get the kind of 5 or 6 or 7 day stretches of open weather on into early May. From an amount standpoint, when we average out and add up all the individual events that will be going through the Midwest, and there's quite a few, most areas will be getting 1, 2, 2.5, 3 inches. So it's pretty substantial rains over, you know, a period of a week or 10 days, distinctly above normal rainfall pattern, no question about that. And some areas will be getting in excess of 3 inches, you know, over the next 10-day period.
You said several events, so if we can keep those inches all from coming at one time, 1 to 3 inches wouldn't be horrible, wouldn't be great, but it wouldn't be horrible. If we get 5 or 6 or even that 3-inch rain all at once, that would not be pretty.
Right, exactly. And, you know, certainly some areas, you know, will probably get, you know, over 3 inches with this. Other areas will tend to have more steady rains. And no question, this is not an ideal situation, that's for sure. I guess on the other hand, is there any indication of, you know, no activity getting done across huge stretches of the Midwest? We're not in that situation either. So we have gotten some stuff done, you know, already, and a little bit of work here and there, but it's kind of one of those in-between situations upcoming.
You're just looking at it as an extended pause in the action then, I take it.
Exactly, exactly. And on into early May here, it's going to be much more slower going the next, let's say, 2 weeks than what's happened the last week or 10 days.
All right, so after we get past the 5th, do things clear out?
Not really, no. It looks like the overall pattern remains pretty active. There's no indication of any kind of heavy rainfall moving in after May 5th, but the overall pattern still looks active, with kind of a frequent progression of waves or storm systems moving across the Midwest. Again, no indication of anything heavy, but it's going to be hard to get a long break in the action or an extended period of totally open fieldwork operations.
And temperatures will be like what?
Quite variable. The eastern Midwest will tend to be on the warm side. The western Midwest will tend to be on the cool side. It's one of the reasons why this active pattern is happening. So widely variable temperatures across the Midwest.
Hey, John, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's John Davis. He is with Brisk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Visit us online at willag.org.